Hi guys, welcome back to the Lioness Podcast. We are your hosts. I'm Leanne.
And I'm Steph.
And sadly, Kelly couldn't make it today. She's not feeling 100, but hopefully she'll be back next week. Today, we don't have a lot of time. We're actually running a bit late. We've been chatting away, catching up on life and all that. But we thought we'd take it easy today. You know, there's only the two of us. So we thought we would just have a bit of fun. Yeah, just the two of us, we can make it if we try. The fun we're going to have is with this quiz I found online called Which Goddess Are You? From the Soul and Spirit magazine. So we're going to go through the questions together. I've got two pages up, so a page for us each.
Very organised.
Yep. So first question, let's go straight into it. Any updates you wanted to add in, Steph? So I just bulldozed over there.
Any updates?
Anything you want to add, let people know about before we get started?
No.
No? Well, I will update for Steph something she's not mentioned. She did start doing her Reiki services last week.
Oh!
And she's had two Reiki clients, which she's had amazing feedback from. And she's hoping to soon open up her services publicly over Skype and Zoom or something like that. She's just getting warmed up and ready for that. But if you're in the area of Petersfield or Hampshire, reach out for us just send us a message on the Instagram at Lioness Podcast. And yeah, know that she's been doing the Reiki. Side note, I also do readings, so you can send a message for those two
tarot
readings.
Pro. She's very gifted. So,
but that was fun for you, like getting that started, having your first clients.
Mm, definitely.
Yeah.
It was, I know, I was so not against it to begin with, but
it's nerve-wracking.
Hesitant, reluctant.
Yeah.
But now that I've done
But you've been training for over a year, so.
Yeah.
You know, she's been doing the work, guys, trust me, and it's about time she reaps the rewards. And what's the best part is that you know you can help people now, and it's just another way of being able to help others, you know, transform their energy.
Exactly. And it's so that I think that's why then, you know, when people say, oh, it's work, but it doesn't feel like work. Yeah, it doesn't feel like work because it's so rewarding.
Yeah, so rewarding, especially when you get that amazing feedback.
Yeah.
You know, same with the readings, like, some of the feedback you get, it just makes you feel so good. You know?
So good.
That's the update on the personal, but let's get on with finding out what goddess are we. Have you got a guess of what goddess you might be?
No. No. How do you?
Well, I thought you might say, is it Aphrodite?
Is that included? You never know what
goddesses. Well, I don't know, probably all the main ones, or Freya.
She's not a goddess. You mean Feyre?
No, not Feyre. There is one called Freya. There is a goddess
is there?
Called that. Yeah. I thought that you knew about that goddess. I am not a goddess expert. Steph's more of a goddess expert than me, but she's not really either.
I don't know many.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, let's see what we are,
Carly.
And then we have something to study, won't we?
Maybe Carly. No, I wouldn't be her. I wish I was.
Isn't she? She's mean, isn't she?
I wouldn't say like, mean, but.
Yeah, the scary one.
Yeah, blue with the tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, isn't Sheba meant to be, like, the destroyer?
I think so.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's a goddess, is it? It's just I don't know. I don't know a lot or understand it, so please don't take offence, anyone.
Yeah, sorry, we're not clued up
on
our goddesses.
We'll stop that and we'll just do the quiz and find out what energies do we exude the most.
Yes.
You know, what goddess do we resonate most with? Okay, so the first question for us is, and feel free to play along at home, so just go on to the soul and spirit magazine.com and find the Which Goddess Are You, pause this and play along with us. You know, that'd be fun.
Then let us know who you are.
Yeah, send us a message. Definitely let us know who you are. You can do that via the Anchor app or Instagram. So the first question is, let's start off with the all essential crystals. Which one resonates with you the most?
Oh.
Okay, we've got rose quartz, emerald, moonstone, and jasper. Like, three of my favourite stones are in there. Three of my favourite stones are rose quartz, emerald and moonstone. But my first gut instinct really was drawn towards emerald. So I'm going to go with emerald.
I mean, I've been using my Dalmatian jasper. Well, I mean, that's Dalmatian jasper, though, isn't it? So that's... I'll go rose quartz.
Rose quartz, yeah.
I don't...
Well, you've gone now. I can't go back. Sorry.
Damn it.
It's a once you press it, it goes on to the next page.
Damn it.
Sorry, Steph.
All right, it's pink.
All right, I know Steph's next answer. You know when you know your best friend so well.
I laugh if you're wrong.
No, but yeah, I'm not wrong, okay?
I'm not wrong.
Because it's both our favourite.
Oh, okay. So
the next question is, now pick your favourite element. Water, earth, air, fire.
Well, duh, fire.
Yeah, and I knew it would be fire, so
But I nearly could easily go with air because I've got a lot
Yeah,
of
but I knew it's not your favourite.
I never really thought I had a favourite.
Like, fire I is do really the best. Like, water, you love Leo so much. Like, it's just Leo, ruled by the sun, the essence of fire. Like,
yes, that's such a Leo thing. Leo, you know, ruled by the sun, the essence of fire. Big ourselves up anymore.
I know, but I saw the most amazing meme that was like listed all the signs, and it was like, you know, which signs are angels and which signs are demons. So, like, there was like loads of angels, loads of demons, but then they had Leo, God, and then they had Gemini, Satan.
It's like I can't decide. Am I God or am I
the devil?
Devil. Yeah. That's fuel.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, I like all the elements. I'm actually a huge fan of earth, weirdly. I never used to be, but recently. And even water,
I'm
you
really
know.
A big fan
I
of
love water. Because I think earth is like, you know, that I just think all the
earthy
elements
are
so
are
needed.
Nice.
And I really like a lot of earth sign people, yeah. Right. So I tend to know the least water signs, I would say.
Yes. Yeah, I'd second that.
Yeah, I say I know much more fire and earth. And air, obviously. Air.
No, that's a lie. I know quite a few cancers.
Do you?
Yeah.
Lucky you. I'm joking, cancers. It's just a joke that you can't take, but... I'm joking.
Savage. You're a cancer and Vedic.
Yeah, yeah, I'm a Vedic cancer, so come on. All right, the next question is, we were supposed to be quick, I'm sorry, guys. Which one of these locations would you find yourself most at peace at? I love these questions.
Much better than
first
the last
answer
one.
Is on a beach, watching a sunset, fill the sky with beautiful hues of pink, yellow, and red. The next answer is deep within a forest, surrounded by a foggy mist. The next answer is sat in a field, looking up at the full moon.
Oh.
And the last answer is meandering through a desert with the sun beating down at you. That sounds like my worst nightmare. To be honest, like, just through a desert, nothing else, and the sun's beating down on you. Maybe if I was in a desert in a pool with a nice tap of fresh water.
That's really hard. Because the beach can get quite cold at night if you're watching the sunset.
Yeah, that's the other thing. But then isn't it cold with a full moon out on a field?
Yeah, that's true too.
And then the forest.
They're my two. Like, I would have got... I like the forest, but they ruined it with the fog.
No, it's like the
mist or whatever.
I like mist and I love fog.
It's cold. It
but the forest, I don't know, like, because I would just think, because when I think of forest, I think of like tigers and, you know, panthers.
Jungle.
You know?
Forest is more like what we have.
Well, no, woods. We have woods. I think of woods is like what we have, no dangerous predators in the woods. The
badgers
forest is like wolves, bears. You're right. It's not like tigers. It's wolves, bears. Yeah. Canadian forest is what I think, you know? Or like coyotes, are they? What are they? Are they called coyotes?
Yeah.
Some sort of...
Aren't they more like desert?
Predator. No. They have coyotes.
No!
They have coyotes in Colorado!
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, what are you going to pick?
I'm going to pick the beach.
It's between
the field and the moon,
yeah,
and the beach and the sun.
I was having a meditation.
We had exactly the same issue.
I was having a meditation last night, and just it took me to the middle of a field with a full moon.
Oh, nice!
So that's what's making me.
I love that. I love both those answers equally.
I'm gonna go. Beach,
if someone
though.
Put a gun to my head,
I'm gonna go beach.
I would say okay, the beach because I love waves. There's something about like watching the waves turn over that just just like makes me feel so peaceful.
Yeah, go beach.
Okay, so we're both going beach. Copy my answer.
It's like year six or something. Copy me.
All right, next question. Which would you say is your most desirable personality trait? One, my huge heart and warm, loving personality.
God.
Two.
Pick yourself up.
I know. How down to earth I am. Definitely not us. Three, my connection and understanding of animals and all creatures, great and small.
Aww.
I like that answer. Or four, how protective I am over my friends, family, and loved ones. Ooh, it's a toss up between three and four. What about you?
One, three, and four. Definitely not number two.
I love how you, one, my huge heart and warm, loving personality. That is you.
I'm laughing about it, and that's not you.
Sorry.
Wait, what was four?
Sorry, I am sick if I'm coughing. I apologise.
The family one.
Yeah, I'd probably say the family one. I say three or four for either of us, but I think it's hilarious that you put one as a possibility.
Rude, okay.
No, but I think that of you, but it's like such a Leo thing. Like,
okay, I'm going to go with three then.
My connection and understanding of animals, all creatures, great and small. Mm. Yeah, I think that as well. It is hard, actually. Like, I do think four.
Actually, because we're Leos, are so loyal and protective.
But then we're vegan. And we're very loyal and protective of those animals. And then, like...
Go four. I'm going to go four.
We do love our animals more than people.
Like, if someone came at you, even an animal, I'd take the animal down to save you. So, four.
Well, see, I wish you guys could see how smug Steph's face was then when she selected four. That's me, good person four, all right? I'm there with you, girl, okay, all right? I'm going to pick you over the animals, all right? We're doing it. Okay, next question. What would you say your least desirable personality trait? Oh, we're not going to like this, sorry. One.
All of them. Maybe my arrogance.
One, my vanity and concern with what others think of my appearance. Ooh.
Oh, that's me.
That's possibly us. Two, sometimes acting out without thinking how my actions will affect others. Think of people that have that. Three, I can sometimes be a sore loser. That's very true about me, but I'm not often in a situation.
I don't often lose.
No, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I'm never in competitive situations, but if I am, I don't like losing. Or four, my tendency towards a fiery temper.
I'm going to go one.
One, yeah. We're both one, hands down. My vanity and concern with what others think of my appearance. That is just like, what people don't get about Leos is how fucking actually insecure we are.
Look how much we've progressed, though, because I feel like if we did this a year ago, we'd find finding the answer to the positive one really difficult.
Mm.
And then the negative one, we'll be like, oh, my God, I'm all of them.
Yeah.
Look at us now.
No, we've improved, right? Even though we still fucking care what you think, even though we don't want to. Okay, next question is... Which of these activities sounds the most fun to you?
Oh!
One, creating An apothecary. I can never say that word.
Apothecary.
Yeah, apothecary. Yes, of love potions filled with the most fragrant scents. 2. Walking around barefoot in nature in order to get back in touch with Mother Earth. 3. Meditating under a sky filled with stars and bright glowing new moon. Oh. And a bright glowing new moon, sorry. Or 4.
The new moon is like you can barely see it though, so that's quite funny.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be that bright and glowing. But whatever.
I know.
We'll let that slide.
Typo. Or 4. Dancing to let my mind, body and soul feel free and uninhibited. Definitely not 4.
I want to be more like that, but I just don't have any room.
I don't know, like, even when I see, like, other people, like, you know, like, I think I like to dance on my own, maybe, but it just really cringes me out sometimes.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do it in a big group. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. Like, you know, when you see those real super hippie, free loving, dancing, you know, like, I'm not there yet. I hope to be one day, but it cringes me out right now. So, like, I'm just going to be authentic, you know, like, it cringes me out. But I hope to one day be that 3 and not give a fuck.
That was number 4, but what one are you picking?
Like, I think the first one's hilarious, but it's obviously going to be
two.
Barefoot. Yeah, because it's the whole me and Steph, you know, we don't like being cold and we don't like being out at night.
So, like, I love the night sky. I have an obsession with the night sky.
That's why I just want to live in a, like, greenhouse style house, you know, where you can basically see the sky. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Like, so that's kind of perfect, but I just kind of wish I was being a bit more active under that night sky.
I love meditating.
I love meditating.
But it's like I don't want to be out in the cold, dark night
if
meditating.
I have a choice, I'm just more of an active being.
I would like to do it through the window where I could stay warm by
through
the fire.
The
So that's why I would choose walking around barefoot, because I would only ever do that if it was like summer and lovely day. And
I think we're meant to take the elements out of consideration here and just, like, if we could all be perfectly warm.
Yeah,
no matter what is how we're meant to pick it. But
okay, that's true. We have a fear of being cold because we're sat here freezing our tits off right
I'm
now.
I'm frozen.
So, you know, fucking okay. I'm gonna go with barefoot. You're gonna go barefoot. Yeah. I think we're gonna end up being the same goddess. We are pretty much twins. Okay. The next question is: pick a spirit animal. 1 dove, 2 cat, 3 snake, 4 shark. Well, none of them are my spirit animal.
I don't want to be any of those.
Because my spirit animal is the hawk, like, is a buzzard, which is a type of bird of prey. But I would say I feel very strong connection with cats, definitely, because they're super psychic animals and, like, intuitive animals. So
I'm torn between.
Remember when you was the snake in
your...
Sorry, I know that you hated that. It was just so funny. I would say you're very close with cats. What about that cat that came to your house and adopted it?
Yeah, I know, but it sounds like...
a dove? Definitely not a shark.
No, why is shark an option?
I don't know. At least a whale would have been better.
Like, doves is cute. Like they represent
peace. Oh, you know
peace.
What you said, pigeon? You remember you said the other day, oh, I think my spirit animal's a pigeon.
Pigeon or a magpie.
Because you always see them. And I said, oh, that's nice. Dove's basically a white pigeon. I'd say,
like,
cat.
Because I like big cats. So if it was like tigers and
exactly.
lions. Yes, I'm going to have cat.
I would say cat. And you looked after my cat when I was on holiday. And you loved being with him.
Yeah.
Okay. And out of those options, like. You suck, quiz. I'm joking. Okay, next question. God, I'm getting really bunged up now. 1, smelling the... let's see the question. Which sense is the most comforting to you out of the following?
Well,
1.
It'd be lavender.
Yeah, we're not fans of lavender. Let's just say that. I was watching... Did you watch Gem Goddess's Apartment Tour? Oh, you have to watch it. Like, literally, that girl's living the dream. Her apartment is just like a witchy. Well, she doesn't call herself a witch, does she? She says she's like a spiritual person. And it's a spiritual person haven. Like, you have to watch it. But she says her favourite scent is lavender and she's got it all over the house. All I could think of was Steph and me, like, dying. Okay, so anyway, one is smelling the gentle saltiness of sea mist. I hate that. Do you know, that's what I hate about going to seaside towns is when I get there and I can smell that, like, fishy, salty smell.
I like the sea, like the salty sea air, but not when you get the fishy one.
Yeah,
like
they often come together, though. Nice. Yeah. Oh, not the, well, the sulfury, eggy smells the worst.
What's the other one?
The next one is feel the crunch of leaves underneath you as you walk through nature. Oh, that's such a steppy comment.
Autumn air.
No, I just pressed an answer.
Was it the air? Autumn air?
No. Okay, I'll finish reading them on the other one. Feeling the crunch of leaves underneath you as you walk through the sight of a sky full of stars, or feeling the warm glow on the summer's sun hitting your skin.
Oh, can they stop giving me the option between the night sky and the sun?
Because I know.
You're tearing me in two. I'm going to have to go with the sun. I'm like,
I genuinely love that sensation of the sun on my skin. Oh, I love it. You know, it's so nice. Like, thinking about it, it's like making me orgasm.
Rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, like when you just like step out onto the beach and you're lying there and you can just feel that breeze, but you feel that heat of the sun touching your skin.
And I love walking barefoot through the grass when that's all heat.
Oh,
yeah.
So nice.
Yes.
Okay, so I will just have to quickly sort Steph's answers out because I accidentally
My one? Yeah. Screwed, of course it was.
And I'd said the wrong answer for you, so it's not like I could have gone with it. I said like the salty sea or whatever, and that wasn't the answer you wanted, so. So I will just quickly reset Steph's answers. So do you want to just say something, Steph, while I'm quickly doing this so the poor audience don't have to? Why don't you pull them a nice card while we wait? She's going to pull you a card from the Moon Goddess Oracle. Okay.
Look, I'm getting a cold. Oh,
I wouldn't be surprised if you caught it.
Right. Card for the lovely audience. What message do they need today? We use this card for the deck last time, didn't we?
Yeah. This is my newest deck, you know, so I'm trying to get really familiar with it. So the more I'm using it, you do the same. Like, I wish you bought your goddess spiritual queens deck next week, guys. We promise, yeah, we'll pull from the spiritual queens deck.
Queens.
Oh, you got an answer.
Resistance. Oh, it's a really nature-y image there. Warning crescent too. Resistance.
So she got the resistance card. What do you feel like the audience need to know? What message do you feel like came when you pulled that card today? What was the first thing that came to you?
Is it, are you resisting or do you need to resist something? So it's Christmas time.
I feel like that they are possibly resisting change. They're listening to this podcast. Maybe they feel like they need to maybe make some changes in their lives. Maybe they need to step away from certain situations, certain habits. And I don't know, I just get this feeling that people could possibly be resisting just taking those positive steps that they know will benefit them. But that's sort of what I got.
Well, you're better at this than me.
So. Well, I feel like you were pretty much saying the same thing, like they're resisting something. So we basically are the same goddess. I didn't even need to redo your thing for you.
But oh, we at the end?
We only had one different answer, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we had the same odd. Yeah, we're at the end. Oh, we're the same answer? Goddess.
Who's who?
Peely.
Who is that? Hawaiian. Oh, I love Hawaii. That makes sense.
Kelly?
I have no idea.
So it's spelled P-E-L-E, like Lily. Like Lily.
Wow, Hawaiian mythology.
So Steph's going to read it for you because she's got a lovely reading voice.
Hawaiian mythology's volcano goddess. Oh, like in Moana.
Volcano because of the fire, maybe?
Pili is an all-powerful deity and can be utilized for your own magic and spell work. To learn more about this powerful goddess and a spell to invoke her fiery energy, visit our site. No, no, no. I didn't give much, did
I might just get Steph to have a look at Pili.
If we're saying that right.
I feel like Pili's wrong. I think Pelly.
Pelly.
Yeah, because Pili sounds a bit like my skin's peeling off.
Well, it would do in the fiery sun, though.
So, do you want to just read this quick little write up on Pelly?
Goddess of Fire.
Oh, see, Goddess of Fire, it makes sense this is our goddess, and I think we should definitely
Pelle. Pelle.
Oh, Pelle.
Pelle. It's one of the most well known and revered. Oh, well, we didn't know her.
Yeah, well, do I know any?
Hawaiian mythology. As a sign of respect, you may hear her referred as Madame
Hawaiian Pelle. Mythology.
Yeah.
Oh, where we really want to go.
Yeah,
we're tropical beings, huh?
Yeah. Oh, wow. She is the goddess of fire, lightning, dance, wind, volcanoes, and violence. Oh, my God. Like we said about Kali, goddess of
exactly. And also, it's funny how it's like from the hot countries of all the goddesses, you know, that could have come.
She's both creator and destroyer. She throws molten fountains into the air and governs the great flows of lava. With her power over the volcanoes, she created the Hawaiian Islands. And to this day, she's been known to reveal herself through the brutal island she has crafted herself.
Wow.
The origins. Pele's oldest brother, the king of sharks, gave her a great canoe from which she and her brothers traveled far from home over the wide expanse of sea. I've been searching. Oh, I can't remember the rest of that song. I'm going to have to try and learn these names.
Yeah, there's some mental names, aren't there, when it comes to mythology. I cannot with the names. Well, she sounds pretty cool, like really, like fire energy, you know, element of fire, which is creative. Yeah, is it creative? Do you think she's creative? I think what me and Steph will actually go away to do now over this week is probably look more into Pele's energy and see how we can use that in our own lives, you know. How can we benefit from her energy and welcoming it and bringing it more abundantly into our lives?
I'm going to click on goddess.
Start dancing around in our rooms.
Maybe we need it.
Well, maybe we need to go to Hawaii and really soak up that volcanic energy.
Yeah, we didn't get any other choices from goddesses, though, because we've both got the same one. So please let us know what you got. I want
please,
to know the other
definitely.
Goddesses.
It'd be nice to know if anyone got, like, Aphrodite, Diana. I don't know a lot of goddesses at all. So definitely let us know what you got. Hit us up on Instagram or Anchor. You'll find us at Lioness Podcast. And yeah, thanks again, guys, for listening. I think we're going to end it there. And yeah, go and warm up because we are freezing in December in England.
Yeah, it's so cold.
All right, guys, have a great week and we'll see you next week. Hope you enjoyed. Okay, bye.
Bye.